missile attack. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A Russian missile strike on an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia, killing at least 13 people. This comes after a truck bomb explosion on the Kerch Bridge to Crimea, severely impairing a key supply line to Russia. Fox's Trey Yingst has the latest from Kharkiv, Ukraine.
We are learning more about the Russian response and investigation and what the Ukrainians are saying at this hour. So far, Russia has ordered an increase in security posture around Crimea's infrastructure. They've sent divers into the strait below looking for evidence of who exactly was behind the incident. And Vladimir Putin is calling a Security Council meeting tomorrow to figure out a proper response to what he calls an attack on his country.
Ukraine hasn't claimed responsibility for the blast. Questions mounting as to why Vice President Kamala Harris attended a fundraiser in Austin, Texas, but didn't travel to the border. Fox's Griff Jenkins has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
In her remarks at that fundraiser, not once did she even mention the border. If Vice President Harris would have been here in Eagle Pass, she would have witnessed what Texas DPS troopers are sending Fox News exclusively. A Guatemalan man illegally in the country was smuggling four migrants in a Dodge Charger. The troopers pursuing his car at over 100 miles an hour. He crashed into a ditch.
The vice president, who was put in charge of the border, says the border is secure. With the midterm elections fast approaching, former President Trump speaking at a rally in Mesa, Arizona, Sunday.
This election is your chance to send a strong message to all of the arrogant left-wing radicals who want to dictate what you can say and what you can think and how you are supposed to lead your lives with your families.
The former president supporting Arizona GOP candidates Carrie Lake for governor and Blake Masters for Senate. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With the influx of migrants at the southern border, Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake at a rally in Mesa, Arizona, says that fentanyl has been more deadly for the country's young people than the coronavirus.
You spent years talking about COVID deaths, but fentanyl is killing. It's a bigger killer for our young people than COVID was.
Fentanyl is currently the most common cause of death for Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. Artist Ye West's Twitter account is now restricted after he posted anti-Semitic comments. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
Ye's Twitter account was blocked after he posted the following comment on Twitter last night. He said, quote, "I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew. Also, you guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone whoever opposes your agenda." He also wrote on Twitter, "Who you think created cancel culture?" Now, these are some of Ye's first posts on Twitter. In nearly 2 years. He returned to Twitter on Friday after he was restricted from Instagram for posting a comment that the American Jewish Committee, a historic advocacy group, deemed anti-Semitic.
A horror film once again topping the weekend box office.
The horror film Smile repeats as number one.
I'm seeing something no one else can see except for me. It's smiling at me.
Paramount's Thriller with 17.6 million in ticket sales in its second week, a disappointing debut for Lyle Lyle Crocodile landing in second place, Sony's musical adaptation of the children's book selling $11.5 million worth of tickets. David O. Russell's star-studded 1930s mystery didn't fare too well either, Amsterdam in third place with ticket sales of just $6.5 million.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.